This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind on Vietnam Veterans Day? Fifth anniversary, National Vietnam War Veterans Day. As Americans unite to say thank you and honor Vietnam vets, you're doing a good job of that today on the program. Thank you. Keep the texts coming. Listeners, says happy Vietnam Veterans Day to our dad, Leon Overby from Mulhall, North Dakota. Thank you for your service. Hometown for Wayne Stengen, Mulhall, North Dakota. That's where he was born. That's right. Let's see here. Give a shout-out to members of the Vietnam Motorcycle Club, North Dakota. They have a lot of big brothers that deserve recognition. Thank you. It's called the Vietnam Vets Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club. Wanted to give them a shout-out today. Let's see. United States Air Force veteran, retired Chief Master Sergeant Bob Moran. Part-time resident of Hazleton, North Dakota. To all Vietnam veterans and Gold Star families, forever grateful for your service and sacrifice. And here's one more. Alan Hinspeter. I graduated with Alan in 1969 from Minot High School. He died a year or so after graduation in Vietnam. A shout-out to him and to all Vietnam vets today. Thank you and welcome home. 7 past the hour tonight at the Bell in Bismarck. Dr. Carol Swain will be making a presentation entitled, simply enough, CRT Explained. Dr. Swain is going to join us for the better part of this hour and give you a little preview of the event tonight. And there are tickets still available, 7 p.m. at the Bell Auditorium. Okay? Go to BeTruthful.org, BeTruthful.org, and get more information about all this. Public speaker, entrepreneur, author, commentator, and editor of 11 books as well. Dr. Swain is reaching the world with critical messages about our times. Her most recent book includes Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. Dr. Swain, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm great, and I am so looking forward to this evening. And this is my first time to Bismarck, and what I have learned already is that I love this state and the people and that spirit, and there's something special here that I hope will somehow get carried across the nation.
Well, we certainly agree with you when you say there's something special here, and if nothing else, just a cut above and really not just taking somebody's words and assurances and saying, oh, okay, everything's fine here, but really wanting to trust but verify, and I think no issue needs more attention from folks when it relates to education than CRT. I just want to start with a question that comes up a lot here, and that is when anybody's pressed on this at the education level, very often it's some sort of version of this. Hey, that's not taught here. We don't teach that here. What's going on there? Is this well-meaning school board members or administrators that don't know any better, don't know how it's infiltrated the curriculum? What do you make of that common defense of the fact that, oh, it's not here, it's not taught here, it doesn't happen?
It's almost like a leftist talking point, because I have been in forums with academics, other academics, and the response is CRT, you know, that's not taught in K-12 schools. That's a university course, or that's taught in universities. And it's true that you can take courses on CRT at colleges and universities. It is also true that CRT, which is a worldview and not just a university course, has seeped down into K-12 education. And you find it in videos, you find it in books, articles, teaching materials, and it is definitely being taught in K-12 schools, and it has been, you know, since I know it's been very aggressively taught in a subtle way since 2010, and there is a video that I plan to show tonight, The Unequal Opportunity Race. That's a YouTube video, and it will open up a lot of people's eyes about some of the ways it finds its way into the classroom. But there are many books, even some that were written for kindergartners and second graders, that are presenting critical race theory concepts and other critical theories.
What are the origins of it? Bring us back into the history and how this, I assume this was the plan all along, some academic exercise in higher ed circles turns into, as you say, books in classrooms and it being taught. Where did this all begin?
It has roots in Marxism, cultural Marxism, postmodernism, critical legal studies, and it's been around for a while. And for people, you know, you shouldn't, you know, feel embarrassed if you don't know what postmodernism is, but that was one of those university theories that there's no objective truth. Everything is relative. That's how we got cultural relativism. And we know with the political left that they used to argue all the time, but there were no objective truths. But now their way of thinking is supposed to be a truth. And cultural Marxism comes out of economic Marxism. Many people are familiar with Karl Marx and economic Marxism. But when economic Marxism failed, the disciples of Karl Marx tried to figure out why, you know, his theory failed. And they decided that it was the culture. And activists have been busy at work chipping away at what they saw as the barriers to bringing in this utopia that Marxism promised. And they saw one of the biggest barriers was the concepts and ideals of Western civilization, especially Christianity. And so that's some of the roots of it. And before, you know, we get too deep into this, I'd like to talk a little bit more about how I see tonight going.
Please, yeah, tell us, and by the way, this again at the Bell tonight in Bismarck, 7 o'clock at BeTruthful.org is the place to get tickets. What are you planning to do, Dr. Swain?
I plan to have a two-part session because I think it's important for people to know who I am and where I came from and why I have these views that are a black woman aren't supposed to have. And so I'm going to tell my story sort of in part one and how, you know, I'm former university professor, tenured at Princeton and Vanderbilt universities. I taught for 28 years combined. I watched, you know, how critical theory went from being a theory to sort of infecting every institution in American society. And part of my story is I was a high school dropout, one of 12 children born and raised in rural poverty in southwestern Virginia. I married at 16, you know, had my first child at 17, and went to college after having gotten a GED. And I have 5 college and university degrees. And so I want to talk a little bit about my experiences. And I was a lifelong Democrat who became a Republican in 2009. So I want to give the backstory and how, you know, what I've seen with civil rights and what I've seen, you know, with the evolution of everything that's taken place in America. So that's like Act 1. Act 2 is CRT Explain. I'll put on my professor hat and try not to bore people. I'll talk about critical race theory and explain to people what I think they need to know and how they can fight back.
Sounds like a fascinating presentation, and your background is really, really interesting. To Act One, what was the aha moment that sparked the departure from academia to say this is just wrong? I need to make this my mission. What was it?
Well, you know something, this is probably the story of a lot of people. I had a Christian conversion experience after I was tenured at Princeton, and that sort of sent me on this journey I was always a truth seeker, and it wasn't a direct route. I mean, took me a long time, you know, to get to where I am today, but it ended up with me having a Christian conversion experience. And as I grew in my faith, I became more and more conservative, and at some point I decided that I could no longer conscientiously vote for Democrats. I recognized the imperfections of both political parties. And, you know, I'm going to quote George Wallace here and be very controversial because he said that there wasn't a dime's worth of difference between the two political parties. And we look at our leaders, sometimes it seems that that's a true statement. But in this society today where Democrats have embraced Marxism to the level they have and anti-Americanism, there's more of a difference, but there are some Republicans that are enabling the wrong thing.
Yeah, and the more we awake to this agenda, the more we'll be able to take it on, just like Dr. Swain has. All right, we'll continue our conversation with her. Your questions or comments are welcome today. 258-0550, text 237-1590.
It's the Prairie Supply Spring Open House in Bismarck, March 30th, and West Fargo the 31st. Contractors enjoy free lunch hot off the grill beginning at 11:30. More than 30 vendors on hand to answer questions and great door prizes, like job site radios with battery charger from Bosch Tools, along with tool packages, gift cards, and outdoor gear. The Spring Open House at Prairie Supply in Bismarck, March 30th, and in West Fargo the 31st. Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters.
Dr. Peter McCullough is coming to North Dakota. Mark the calendar. May 6th, 7 p.m. Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the world's most foreknown critics of the COVID-19 policies, will be here, along with lawyer Chris Kobach, who litigated for the federal government on behalf of the state of North Dakota against the COVID shot mandate. May 6th, 7 p.m., sponsored by Freedom Matters USA, hosted by North Dakota Conservative Advocates. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. Or to get more information, go to the NDCA webpage, ndcan.org. Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without price. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good.
20 past the hour, and Dr. Swain started this conversation by saying there's something special here in North Dakota. I sure agree. I sure agree, and I love the fact that we are bringing some great resources to the state for you to tap into, as the BeTruthful.org is doing with Dr. Carol Swain here. And speaking of that, Dr. Peter McCullough is coming in a little better than a month, May 6th. He'll be in Fargo at the Avalon, of course, most famous for being a real whistleblower on COVID and how to navigate out of COVID and where we go from here. And so this will be a great conversation if you're, like a lot of folks, are just done and recognizing it's time to realize we need to start life again and get this going. You're going to love Dr. Peter McCullough here in the facts. Chris Kobach will be here as well. He is the lawyer that litigated against the federal government on behalf of North Dakota and the COVID shot and won. Tickets for this event at eventbrite.com or go to the NDCA website. That is North Dakota Conservative Advocates at ndcan.org for that event coming up. More with Dr. Carol Swain. I want to get your comment on something that was really extraordinary. Goes to this whole discussion about the deceit related to the truth on critical race theory in schools. A Supreme Court nominee, very seasoned member of the bench, now up for literally the Supreme Court, and nominated by President Biden, is on the Georgetown Day School Board, and was asked, critical race theory taught in your school? No, I'm not aware. And Ted Cruz says, well, here's some books we found in the library at Georgetown Day School. Listen to
it. It's a public record, because if you look at the Georgetown Day School's curriculum, it is filled and overflowing with critical race theory. That among the books that are either assigned or recommended, they include critical race theory, an introduction. They include The End of Policing, an advocacy for abolishing police. They include How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram Kendi. They include literally stacks and stacks of books, and I'll tell you two of the ones that were most stunning. They include a book called Anti-Racist Baby by Ibram Kendi. And there are portions of this book that I find really quite remarkable. One portion of the book says babies are taught to be racist or anti-racist. There is no neutrality. Another portion of the book, they recommend the babies confess when being racist.
Now, how would you go about having a baby confess to being one or the other? No neutrality here. You're either racist or anti-babies. This is so ridiculous, it's unbelievable. But there are books written about it, A, and B, they're actually in schools. I mean, extraordinary moment, and again, proves the lie that this isn't being taught, it isn't here, there's nothing to see here. Doesn't it, Dr. Swain?
I mean, the left argues that babies can be racist by 6 months. And the evidence of that is that babies apparently prefer some faces to other faces. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that as a baby, I would prefer those faces who were feeding me and changing my diapers.
Showing me a little love, you know, a little TLC.
Right, and you know something? Yeah. If babies actually prefer certain faces and they are more hesitant at others, I would think that would be an instinctual survival trait, you know, that... that's good for the baby.
Well, it seems to me we've gone from 0 to 100 here. I mean, these are books he's describing in a Georgetown school. How in the world do we get to that point? And the idea that there's nothing to see here is obviously flat-out deceit. It's corruption. It's a lie.
And here's something else. The CRT has infected Sesame Street, Nickelodeon. It is in K-12, and I first noticed what was taking place, you know, during the Obama administration, and you can see some of it in public schools when it comes to restorative justice and in our criminal justice system. And this whole argument that it's racist to punish, that black children are being punished disproportionately because of racism is ridiculous. because the data shows that, you know, black children are more unruly. And so if you're more unruly in the classroom, you're going to be punished more. And but with restorative justice, what they've tried to do is keep children in the classroom and not suspend them regardless of their behavior. So what has happened is a lot of violence against teachers as well as classmates to the point that some kids stay home because they're afraid of the bullies that are able to remain in school. In the criminal justice system, it's resulted in children at younger ages committing crimes and being sent home repeatedly until the crime escalates to murder or violent robbery. And that's not helping black people. That's not helping white people. And so this is restorative justice that comes out of the depolicing criminal, this new CRT model.
What is the end game here? What is it that the authors of these books, the authors of this plan, what do they want? What is their end game?
I would say the end game is to take down America, and they use black people and other minorities as just a means to an end. And so at the end of the day, they don't care about black people. If they did, they would not be pushing abortion clinics in disproportionately in minority communities. They would not be seeking to defund the police because minority communities tend to have a greater need for a police presence. And they would not be doing a lot of things that they are doing, such as resegregating, you know, the schools within the schools, making the argument that math is racist and that minority students, especially blacks, may get different answers than white students, and that's okay, because what they are doing is really destroying opportunities. No one is going to be able to become an architect, a scientist, a mathematician, a pharmacist, or even a nurse unless they know math.
So true. Tom in Jamestown, let's get you in here quick with your question. The answer will have to come on the other side of the break. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. I would just like to, you know, inform you as to what possibly could be done if you experience critical race theory as part of the curriculum in the public schools in North Dakota. Just about all schools in North Dakota are accredited, and they have to go through a school improvement process. The law that was passed by the legislature during the special session specifically outlined a definition of critical race theory. What some schools are doing, and I'm investigating the Grand Forks school system right now on this, is they come up with their own definition of what they think critical race theory is.
Ah, the little word salad game. Tom, hang on. Want to get into that in the next segment. What do we do about it? Some advice from Dr. Carol Swain.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced the largest tax hike in history as part of a $5.8 trillion budget request. The president made a renewed push on Monday for congressional Democrats to overhaul the nation's tax code and dramatically raise rates on corporations and ultra-wealthy Americans. The new budget will start in October. Ukraine President Zelensky, via a translator, announces he wants a face-to-face meeting with Putin to sort out the war.
Security guarantees and neutrality, the nuclear-free status of our state. We are ready to go for it, he said. And he continued, this is the most important point for the Russian Federation, as far as I recall.
teams from both countries are meeting in Turkey today with the hopes of reaching an agreement on peace. March Madness men's basketball is down to the Final Four. Villanova faces Kansas, and University of North Carolina goes against Duke. Both games are on Saturday. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back to What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. Call right now. Your first initial exam, absolutely free to consult to find out, hey, can I get help? Still wrestling with COVID lag, the brain fog, or the migraines, or the fatigue? Patients are having some success with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbarics. Now open in Fargo, 25th Street South. Sports injuries, another area patients are getting help from, especially concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with a lot of issues. And recently we did a broadcast in there, had a lot of questions. Does it help with this? Does it help with that? Best thing to do is really have a conversation with the team at Swanson Hyperbarics. And again, SwansonHyperbarics.com, give you more information. Also, they have the new Hot Kit. It's an infrared ozone sauna that is able to reduce inflammation, can naturally help relieve pain. Patients mentioning how well they sleep after the treatment, ask about that too, or call them at 701-929-3930, 701-929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com. 10:33, we continue our chat with Dr. Carol Swain, who will be speaking tonight at the Bell in Bismarck. All the details at betruthful.org, betruthful.org. Bell Mayhus Auditorium, 7 p.m. tonight in Bismarck, CRT Explained, and here are the amazing story of Dr. Carol Swain. There'll be a book signing, a Q&A, lots going on. So Tom in Jamestown talked about just calling it something else. How prevalent is that, Dr. Swain?
I mean, that's how the left is trying to deceive the public. And so it's very common. They call it culturally sensitive learning. They called it equity, social justice, action civics. My book, Black Afro America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House, in the resource appendix, we have a list of the different terms. Even this socially emotional learning, all of that is, you know, a part of CRT. So they call it all sorts of things, and it is prevalent. And so it's a lie for them to maintain that it's not in the public schools. But many of the educational associations have spoken openly and said, yes, it is. And they've defended including it in the curriculum. And so it's pretty easy to document that it is prevalent. In fact, I'm working on another book that will show all the ways that being implemented in K-12 education.
So what advice would you have? Tom has obviously gone the extra mile, as he said. He's, you know, knows these terms, goes in there and does that. He's going above and beyond. What advice do you have to parents and to others that want to trust but verify? What you know, where do they start? And what questions are they asking that would get to the bottom of whether it is or isn't taught here where we live?
One thing, it's pretty easy to document that it is taught across the country. And one of the books that I will have available tonight is this Black Guide for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. It was written to be a guide to parents, policymakers, people who were trying to identify what critical race theory is. And we have two chapters on how to fight back, and some of the recommendations include that they should continue to research what CRT is, where it comes from, and how it impacts American society. Unless you really understand what it is, when someone says, no, it's not being taught here, you know, if you don't have an answer to that, you go away quietly, and it will be end of debate, and yet you will be the one who was really right. And then we have legal grounds to stand on. CRT violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as well as the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, if it involves shaming and bullying of people because of their race. And there are other critical theories that have to do with the feminist critical theory, queer critical theory that involves maybe bullying male students because they are male, or heterosexuals. And so we're focused on critical race theory, but there are other critical theories. People can do what they're doing here and other places, organizing people to run for school board, city council, selecting politicians based on their stance on this issue, building coalitions that cut across racial, ethnic, and partisan lines. There are multiple strategies. Church leaders have to be educated because many church leaders are confusing social justice with biblical justice. The two are not the same. We can bring pressure on corporations and businesses that are pushing the CRT agenda. We can stand up to big tech. We can monitor state and local agencies. And we can develop alternatives to, you know, CRT, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is also CRT.
Tom, anything else you wanted to add to your quest for, you know, getting under the hood and realizing?
And I'll try to make it quick. Number one, on your show, Scott, you could get a copy of, I believe it's 15 Bill 08, and that is the critical race theory bill that has the definition of critical race theory in it.
I have it here. Dr. Swain, you may have seen this as well, but here's what it says. Each school district and public school shall ensure instruction of its curriculum is factual and objective. A school district or public school may not include instruction relating to critical race theory in any portion of the district's required curriculum or any other curriculum offered by the district or school. For purposes of this section, critical race theory means the theory that racism is not merely the product of individual bias or prejudice, but that racism is systematically embedded in American society and the American legal system to facilitate racial inequality. The superintendent of public instruction shall adopt rules to govern this section.
The shell was turned to me. The shell was turned to me. But I just want to get in that if you want to fight this battle in North Dakota anyway, from the public school point of view, just about all schools in North Dakota are accredited and have to go through a school improvement process. It states specifically as part of that school improvement process that you will not teach critical race theory in accordance to the definition that was given by the legislature. If a group of parents gets together and they are able to determine that it is being taught, and they can provide some concrete evidence that it is being taught, they have the option then to go to the Department of Public Instruction. It'll be up to the superintendent of public instruction to see if that evidence is credible. If she finds that evidence is credible, she can launch an investigation against that school. If it is found through that investigation that they did teach critical race theory and they did it irregardless, in spite of the law of North Dakota, then the Department of Public Instruction has the authority to withhold Foundation Aid payments from that school. And
so that sounds like some teeth there, Tom. You've got some good advice here. Anything related to the language of this bill you think is helpful, not helpful? Are they able to wiggle out of this anyway? Does a book in a library constitute teaching it or curriculum? Dr. Swain, what's your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you that the 8 states have passed model school board language to prohibit CRT from being taught in schools, and it doesn't call itself critical race theory. And so I would recommend people looking at that model school board legislation. And despite the laws that have been passed, they're still teaching CRT in those states, in Texas, in Tennessee, and in Florida. And so far, it's been very difficult to stop it. But yes, we have to know what it is. We have to push back against it. And there has to be a willingness for the state authorities to enforce the prohibitions when evidence comes forward.
Listener wanted to know if you were aware of any specific schools in North Dakota, pre-kindergarten through 12, where CRT is taught. Can you name any schools in North Dakota, they're asking?
What I can tell you, I mean, I just arrived in North Dakota yesterday, and so I'm not familiar with all the schools in North Dakota, but I know that the people who brought me here invited me because they have a concern about what's being taught in North Dakota schools. And if it's not being pushed in North Dakota schools, that would be the only exception I'm aware of. I can also say that one of the reasons I praise the good people of North Dakota is the fact that they seem determined, you know, to root it out, as we all should be across the nation. And CRT violates, again, the civil rights laws, because civil rights laws ban discrimination on the basis of race, sex, color, national origin, disabilities, and I think there's some other things that have been added. And so CRT, DEI, they both run counter to the laws of the land. And so I think that we all have to be vigilant. We don't want to support discrimination. The law is non-discrimination and equal accommodations, not CRT and DEI. And I'm certain, you know, based on what I've heard so far, that yes, it is being taught in North Dakota. And you, if you don't have legislation already passed, then you need to make sure that you have legislation in place and that there are consequences that are clear when teachers are caught violating the law.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Only about a minute left. Do you think the vast majority of school board members, teachers, administration are complicit in this, or do you think they really are naive to what is being done in the sort of larger agenda?
I think that a lot of people are trusting. And so when they're told, oh, no, 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 we're not teaching CRT, we're teaching civil rights, that they want to believe that. And so there are some people that have worked their way into school board positions that have agendas. And so they're actually pushing critical theories. And I'm going to be talking about critical race theory, but there are other critical theories that are affecting our schools that are just as dangerous. And so, I think that most people are good people. They have good heart. You know, they care about our children. But there are things taking place in this nation that should, really send alarm bells through all of us. Our children are targeted. They are being targeted. They are being corrupted. They're being used, and we need to stand up, and we need to fight for them. That's our responsibility.
Texter says, wonderful to hear such candor from someone who does understand what's going on. The goal is to end the U.S. as we know it. Thank you for saying it. Thank you for the clarity. More of the same tonight. Bismarck, 7 o'clock. BeTruthful.org has all the details. Tickets are $29. You can get them if you buy them and bring the whole family. They're 14 each for five or more. Dr. Carol Swain, God bless you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being such a voice on an issue that concerns parents everywhere. We appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
Fascinating conversation, isn't it?
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at HighPlainsApache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What's on your mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Hey, maybe you've got a vehicle that you would like to sell. You know what? They're buying vehicles as well. Over 75 used, pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes and models, and of course, new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. Those, plus most of those used ones as well, come with the exclusive Schwann Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Shop, click, drive, and find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Saluting United States Air Force veteran, retired Chief Master Sergeant Bob Moran. We might have gotten that from somebody else. But it doesn't hurt to have more shout-outs on Vietnam Vets Day. Keep those coming. We appreciate it very much. All right. Let's see here. Another one I just saw. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Maybe it's on mine.
It's right there.
It's right where? You read it, then.
Right there.
Arnie Selzer, Vietnam vet from Harvey, flew helicopters in Vietnam. Perfect. Appreciate that very much. Another texter, by the way, says middle schools, U.S. history, Bismarck. We believe CRT is being taught. Another says a BLM speaker was brought into our school last year. We know also of some in-service in which this has been taught. So,
remember we got crickets from the Bismarck?
Oh, do I?
Superintendent, I mean, and I got them too, and I got them long afterward, and other people telling me, yeah, I'm working on it, but crickets.
No. So here's the deal. You just, as a parent, this matters. And you're paying for these schools. You got a great roadmap here. Go see Dr. Carol Swain tonight, 7 o'clock at the Bell Mayhews, and decide, okay, I'm not taking this anymore. I'm going to ask the right questions. Get one of these books, find out all the different labels they put it under, get in the library, see what's there, pull a Ted Cruz. Just ask the questions and then trust but verify.
And every time they change it up or change the name or do the word salad, call them out again.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of that. There's a lot of word salad going on this deal.
Oh, great. Absolutely.
All right. Our final guest of the program today is going to tell us about something I didn't even know we had, a UND Human Spaceflight Laboratory. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Space Egg Conference coming up at UND. Dr. Pablo de Leon is here, professor and chair director of the UND Human Spaceflight Laboratory. Dr. Pablo, how are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good to have you on the program today. What is your goal at the Human Spaceflight Laboratory? What do you strive to do day in and day out?
Well, specifically at UND, what we do is to try to develop spacesuits for NASA. We are working on a number of projects to develop the next generation of spacesuits that astronauts will be using on the moon in their return to the moon, which is one of NASA's projects called Artemis, and eventually when we decide to go to explore Mars. So that's our main area of research. Is very, very interesting, and we're working with a lot of students who come from all over the country to try to learn these technologies, and these are engineers and scientists who later will go to work for NASA and SpaceX and Blue Origin and all these companies that that are changing human exploration of space.
Love that that's happening here. Fascinating, for sure. The Space Egg Conference is something that UND will be hosting with Grand Farms on April 13th and 14th. What's the goal of that conference?
Well, we have been working with ways to bring plants to spacecraft and to the International Space Station to try to supply the need, the nutrition of the astronauts with the plants in space. And this is a technology that also have a lot of applications here on Earth, such as vertical farming and hydroponics, et cetera. So we'll be hosting this this conference this year. Last year was in Fargo. This year we'll be at UND in Grand Forks, and we're bringing scientists from NASA and from private companies, try to connect the farm industry in North Dakota with the possibilities of space, and that's one will help each other, right?
What kind of a timeline is realistic in tapping the great frontier of space in agriculture?
Well, plants are being grown in the International Space Station right now. They have an equipment called a veggie, and the astronauts are able to produce, at this point it's experimentally, they are not eating that other than just for fun, but it has been proving that it's possible to grow plants in microgravity in space. Now we are just in lower orbit, so there is no such a need, because you can have spacecraft that come from Earth and bring you the food that you need for the cruise. But as we move away from what is called the cislunar space and beyond to Mars, the astronauts will need to produce their own food. So we are looking at alternatives to do that efficiently. This is what this Space Act Conference we'll discuss with the experts from all over the country.
Well, Dr. De Leon, what's the, would you say, is the big difference in the newer suits? I mean, you see the old Apollo suits where they're bouncing around, looks like Michelin men.
The next generation, what does it bring?
What does it bring?
Do you need it to go up there and farm, for instance?
Well, for what we do with the spacesuits is mainly try to help NASA to develop these new generation spacesuits for the new projects that are taking place right now, and at the same time to train the students that will be working for NASA and their contractors.
How great is that? So, right, right here in North Dakota, there at UND, Human Spaceflight Laboratory, Dr. Pablo De Leon. Thank you so much. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, 4-for-4 deal, lowest price fuel around, and our friends at MyPillow. Remember the promo code ScottMyPillow.com.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.